This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. The number 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. It's Mark with you.
Nicholas Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
We talked about the conspiracy that was wide out in the open, written by Time Magazine, on how to make the election go the way that the Democrats wanted it to go. Which I suppose it's pretty obvious that there were teams that wanted to go one way and teams that wanted to go another. The question is how fair was it all going to be? Well, the team that won certainly is going to call it fair.
Well, they just were making sure that everyone would see it as a free and fair election.
They certainly are pushing that point home.
See, everyone knows the way this one went because, you know, all the corporate media told you the same guy.
They certainly did. It did seem that they were singing of one voice. Have we covered pretty much everything in that?
Or is there... No, there's definitely a couple of quick bit, like this one. I've just got to finish the paragraph
here.
Yeah,
please.
Even though it sounds like a paranoid fever dream, a well-funded cabal of powerful people ranging across industries and ideologies, working together behind the scenes to influence perceptions, change rules and laws, steer media coverage, and control the flow of information. You know, that sounds legit.
Yeah, right. We had to do it to have a fair election.
It's important that we control the flow of information.
Yeah.
I mean, otherwise it won't be a legitimate election.
One of the previous quotes that we heard said that
that might be the very next sentence.
Okay.
They were not rigging the election. They were fortifying it.
I love that.
So like with iron or vitamin D or is this milk?
Like breakfast cereal.
And they believe that the public needs to understand the system's fragility in order to ensure that democracy in America endures.
That sounds like a mafia threat. You need to understand the fragility of the system.
anything you do with a fake Italian accent sounds like a mafia threat. You need to understand the fragility of the situation. What is it? Give me the quote one more time.
Hang on. Sorry, I was... going somewhere else here for a second. And they believe the public needs to understand the system's fragility in order to ensure that democracy in America endures.
You need to understand the fragility so that democracy is going to endure here in America. You need to get it, because if you don't get it, you're going to get it.
And since obviously we have nowhere near the amount of time to actually read through the article, I just wanted to point out a few things that are fun. So it mentions over and over again how they were prepared for the accusation of fraud. And I'll tell you, the only time that I would be prepared for the accusation of fraud is when I'm committing fraud.
I mean, that's not true. Sometimes you've never said something that sounded fake, but it was true.
Well, yes.
Like there being a secret cabal of a shadow campaign?
Like that.
Well, many times when I say things that aren't, that don't sound like
fraud at all,
they're probably not true. But yes, of course, we've all had instances. The thing is that the question is, do you believe these folks after these, you know, this is their article. This is written by the leftists, you know. And let me tell you this one time, Melanie. So I was over at a girlfriend's house. I'm in high school, and her sister's friend was staying with her, and I had to go to work, and it was on the other side of town. And so I had I took her friend back home, and she had her overnight bag. Sometime I was taking a corner or whatever, the bag fell over. And then, you know, my girlfriend gets in the car. Maybe it's a day later. Maybe it's 3 days later. I have no idea exactly how long. She reaches under the seat, maybe to adjust it or for whatever reason, and pulls out a pair of underpants.
I mean, that looks bad,
right? It really looks bad.
But I'm sure you said, explanations coming through your head when you saw that come up?
It took me a minute, because I'd never seen those underpants in my life. I had no idea how they got there. I didn't know that her underpants fell out of the bag. But just to be clear, this woman, no fool, called and checked it's whether this girl lost her underpants and exactly how she lost
them. Because that does look shady. You happens to be innocent.
I did happen to be innocent. And this is why we have criminal defense attorneys.
So another important point in the article what they really needed is money. And even though they had, $400 million from the CARES program, that wasn't enough.
$400 million is a lot of money.
It is. But it wasn't enough.
It's not about to be.
So they needed, that's when private philanthropy had to step in. And among other things, they had to get the $300 million from the Chan Zuckerberg Foundation.
Ah.
Yeah, that's on the level.
Right. I'm sure Facebook wasn't involved in any way, shape, or form in stifling the voices of Trump supporters.
No. Yeah,
Russian memes caused Hillary Clinton to lose.
Well, what else could it be? Could it be that people are actually sick of the establishment and that the entire election of Trump was an indictment of the political system?
Yeah,
no, Russian bots.
Right, that's exactly what it is. This is really what it is. I mean, when a corrupt, disreputable businessman is still better than the options that we had being given by the Democrats, frankly, I think Tulsi Gabbard would have been a better choice, mind you.
But that wasn't the option you were given.
It was not the option I was given.
It
As
was
a matter
Hillary
of fact,
Hillary Clinton.
The previous president likely intervened intervened on behalf of the current president in order to get him in. By that I mean all the Democrats basically dropped out on the same day. Enough to the point that Biden could then somehow, Biden, who was an also-ran, wasn't even placing. It was Bernie Sanders who was winning, and then something had to happen. And the best I can tell is Barack Obama picked up a phone and made a phone call to all the folks.
Yeah, they weren't going to let Bernie Sanders win.
Yeah, they couldn't. They just couldn't do that.
Although it looks like we're about to get UBI anyway, so there you go.
What's going to result?
They keep adding stimulus checks to every bill that...
Yes.
I think they're, slowly adding UBI.
Yeah, I think there's going to be a stimulus check for people with... there's going to be monthly stimulus checks for people with kids, as I understand it.
Yeah, and this one's a tricky one because, they've pretty much disarmed the fiscally conservative argument. Because from the fiscally conservative argument, you forced us to lose a bunch of money. You destroyed our businesses.
Yeah.
You made it so that we couldn't collect rent. You actually legitimately owe us a bunch of money specifically for your actions.
Right. The government is responsible for tanking the economy, so it should be responsible for attempting to make people whole, at least in some manner or another.
And it feels weird, because if the government destroyed your property, and then you sue them in a regular lawsuit, I think most people would not have any kind of feelings about that. But if instead they said, well, no, we're not going to do lawsuits. I stole, some people lost a lot last year.
Yeah.
I stole $30,000 from you, and I'm going to give you back $5,000, but I'm going to call it a stimulus check. And then you're going to feel some kind of way about that. I understand why on an emotional level, but that makes no sense.
Oh,
they owe you money.
That's a terrible way to do it.
Get it back.
You would think so. Well, and part of the... Okay, so, it's not hard to get the left to call for this, but part of the thing is every other country in the world that forced their population to stop working, they're paying their bills for them. Why aren't you?
Oh, and it's not an advocacy, by the way, of actually passing the bill, but if money shows up in your bank account... from the perspective of just the regular person, there's no reason to feel any kind of way about that. From the perspective of policymakers deciding that you will both be unemployed and get $1,400 checks, that's a problem.
Indeed. Are those the quotes that you wanted to get?
There was a little bit more, but mostly they just they talk about their bipartisan effort to completely fundamentally change the election. But and then there's just a line about a secret nameless project to track disinformation on the internet that I was
I love who
honestly, gets, like, guys, go read this thing. It's totally worth it.
Yeah, this article is very important. Probably one of the more important articles that's going to be published this year. The idea that somebody gets to decide what is disinformation on the Internet.
Look, I'm sorry, but you're in for a world of pain if you use Koinomi. The reason is their wallet doesn't support payments. The solution is simple. Let them hear your voice. Message Koinomi on Twitter, it takes 5 seconds, and tell them AnyPay sent you, because they're on the fence right now, and your voice will prove that people care about using Bitcoin for payments. Go tweet at Koinomi now, or even better, leave a review in the App Store. They really pay attention there. Thanks.
What if you want to hear the latest episode of Free Talk Live, but all you have is your phone, you forgot to download our archive, and you have no data connection? You can call our listen line at 641-793-0191. That's a long-distance number, so you may incur charges. If not, listen as long as you want. 641-793-0191. The Free Talk Live listen line, 641-793-0191.
Do you feel like your nation, state, or community no longer holds your values? Have you dreamt of a place where people agree that liberty is important and are free to pursue their projects so long as they respect the property of others? There are many people just like you that are discovering FreePrivateCities.com. Their social media links are at the upper right of the page at FreePrivateCities.com. All skill levels will be needed when the first of the Free Private Cities opens. It's sooner than you think. Stop arguing and build. FreePrivateCities.com.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BainBooks.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Telegram. You can follow our channel there and discuss show prep with other listeners at telegram.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. The number is 603-283-6160. It's 603-283-6160. It's Mark with you.
Nicholas Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
And the next article we have in, I can't say I know everything about what M1 and M2 are, but I have looked it up relatively recently, and I know that there are different forms of money and trying to count how much money there is and that kind of thing, because, you know, is the amount of money in circulation the number of bills and coins that exist? Is it the amount that's available in people's checking accounts to be spent on their debit cards? Is it the money that's in their money markets and savings accounts that can be very quickly moved over to their checking accounts and spent? So these are all different forms of money, and I believe they're called, in fact, M1, M2, M3. What I don't know is, what is M0? Because I know it exists.
I think M0 is just the dollars and cents, like the... I think it's either
just coins or bills.
Yeah, I think it's either coins and bills, or it's coins, bills, and checking accounts, but not... what was it?
It's cash and coins.
Oh, there you go.
So you can call in and tell us 603-283-6160. But one thing that would disturb me greatly is if they started counting the money differently or not counting it at all.
Yeah, so M1 and M2 are not great. Well, they're not great for telling you how much Federal Reserve notes are in circulation slash existence. It's the closest that I'm aware of that we have. They're not going to give you, like, real numbers, right?
No.
But it's fairly good. It's the closest that you're going to get, except you're not going to get it anymore.
Right. At one point, we were getting M1, M2, M3, quarterly. They're reporting these things. And, you know, economists are doing stuff with these numbers. Now, they don't get the numbers?
Yeah, so they used to publish them every week, M1 and M2 anyway. And I wish I could show you this chart, because it's not even an upward slope anymore, and it doesn't go all the way back to 1913. It looks like it goes back to 1970, though.
Yeah, well, so the dollar changed dramatically in the very early, very late, 1970, right? 69, 70, 71, in that time frame with the, I think it's called the Bretton Woods Accords.
Yeah, the end of the Bretton Woods system.
Yeah, so what happened was... It basically had to do with France and calling in gold-backed dollars, because the only places that could get gold-backed dollars or gold-backed currency was country to country. Like, the average citizen couldn't get the silver that backed their silver certificate unless they had quarters, which up until 64 were made of silver.
And it looks like that's how far back this chart goes.
Yeah.
So to describe it briefly, so you have from the end of the Bretton Woods till about 2008, and it's at a certain upward trajectory below $2 trillion.
Right.
Then after 2008 to 2020, it goes at a much sharper trajectory where it goes to about $4 trillion. And then, at 2020, it just goes completely vertical.
Yeah, so from 1970 to 2019, it's an upward slope, because of course it is. It's inflation. That's what it's going to be. 2020 is a line straight up.
Yeah, so what I've been told is that one-third of all the U.S. dollars that have ever been created were created in the last 12 months.
Yeah.
And that is a terrifying thing to say. It shortly, if we continue at the same pace, it's going to be one half were created since the beginning of 2020.
And something tells me that it's not going to slow down, given who's in power now.
Well, if it doesn't slow down, then catastrophic things are going to happen to the U.S. economy. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not kidding you. I know that we are a circus sideshow when it comes to talk radio in America. I know y'all have been chuckling at us for a very long time, but I can tell you this. There are some extraordinarily wealthy people who listened to us on Bitcoin back in the day, because I know more about economics than the vast majority of talk show hosts out there. They are political hacks that will tell you anything to get their particular trained pony into this circus. I'm telling you right now, these liars and thieves are stealing your wealth. They're not stealing it in the sense you've given them this power. You voted for these crap holes, and you gave them this power. But if you want to protect your family, because that's who you're responsible for, if you want to protect them, Today's the day you need to start thinking about this stuff. They are telling you, listen to people, they'll tell you who they are. They're telling you they're liars. They're stopping reporting important financial data. There's only a few things you can do. You can buy things of value. Maybe those things are toilet paper. Maybe those things are, ammunition. Maybe you're going to take on...
If you can get ammunition anymore.
Right, it's very difficult.
Yeah, there's a shortage of that. Surprise, surprise.
I'm going through the things that I wouldn't do right now. But maybe you're going to take on some real estate, and you can get a fixed rate for that loan. If you can get a fixed rate real estate loan and interest rates skyrocket, you're going to be in real nice shape. Those are real things. You can touch a house, you can touch ammunition, you can touch toilet paper. Maybe you're going to go into metals. Things are looking good. Maybe we're talking gold and silver, maybe even some of these wild metals out there.
Since you mention it, I am pretty skeptical about interest rates skyrocketing because it seems to be the general plan to keep them artificially low forever.
Well, that's kind of phase, whatever phase we're in. If you want to say that's phase one or phase two, that's not... the infinity plan necessarily.
But if they're going to keep it artificially low, they've got to do that by making money highly available. If they make money highly available, property the price of property is going to go up very, very quickly. We saw that happen in the past, and there's a reason that people are buying houses hand over fist. It's not just because living in New York or New Jersey sucks and everybody wants to go to Florida and Texas where they're a little freer. It also has to do with the availability of money right now. And money's available because they need to get it into the marketplace. What I would recommend is, I'd go further than the vast majority of the banks out there that are saying things like, have 1 or 2% of your money in cryptocurrency. I'd go, have 10%. Get some cryptocurrency. If you're going to prep for the worst possible situation, prep for the best. Because people who bought crypto... on our urging back of the day, they're pretty happy about it. Sure, I haven't guessed right on every single cryptocurrency here on the air, but I've guessed right in the sense that cryptocurrency has worked. So that's my recommendation to you. Please go on, Melly.
Yeah, and so this came out on February 23rd in the afternoon. And the morning that day is when the Federal Reserve interbank system went down.
Yeah. So the Federal Reserve couldn't keep its own computer system up. This is terrifying, ladies and gentlemen. This is telegraphing a message to you. You need to listen.
And with the price of Bitcoin down, it's a great time to buy.
Yep. Yes, absolutely. That's where I'm going to say. 603-283-6160, 603-283-6160. Free time.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Senate will take up a $1.9 trillion COVID relief package next week. It passed the House on Friday, mostly along party lines. But senators still may make significant changes to the bill before they pass their own version of it. A hike to the federal minimum wage is one of the provisions not expected to remain in the final bill. Senator Jack Reed doesn't believe a ton of changes will actually end up getting made. The Rhode Island Democrat tells Fox News that he does expect many amendments to the bill to be brought to the Senate floor.
There's a procedural hurdles to make significant changes, and so I anticipate There will be few changes. However, there will be an opportunity for every member of the Senate to offer amendments. Indeed, I think given the last reconciliation bill we did a few weeks ago and this one, there'll be more amendments offered than the entire session of the Congress last year in the Senate.
This is USA Radio News. More than 75 million doses of COVID vaccine have been administered, and more are on the way. Jeremy Scott has more from the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau.
The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said that 75,236,000 doses of the Pfizer and Moderna COVID-19 vaccines have been administered in the U.S. as of Sunday. Nearly 25 million people have been fully vaccinated with both doses. There are about 21 million doses on hand nationwide. A shipment of the one-dose Johnson & Johnson vaccine given emergency use authorization by the Food and Drug Administration this weekend will significantly add to the number of available doses, with 20 million expected to be shipped out by the end of March. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
And Iran has rejected an offer from the European Union to facilitate direct nuclear talks with the United States. The Iranians reportedly rejected the meetings because they did not come with a guarantee that the U.S. would loosen some sanctions if they came to the negotiating table. This is USA Radio News.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, call in. Well, right now we're talking about money. But you are welcome to call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about. It's 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. It's Mark with you.
Nicholas Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
Want to tell you real quick about sportkilt.com. Everyone has their own idea of what freedom is. For some, freedom is the freedom to swing free like the Scotsmen do. Richie Rich and I have some great kilts that we got from sportkilt.com. And Peakless, you are also a kilt owner.
I am a long-standing and proud kilt wearer, yes.
Melanie, you call your kilts skirts. And you can even see that our hosts here on Free Talk Live enjoy wearing sport kilts' particular form of freedom. And you can find them, these pictures, at kilts.freetalklive.com. That's kilts as in plural because there's more than one of us. Kilts.freetalklive.com. And if you haven't felt the freedom, and you haven't felt freedom until you've worn a kilt from sportkilt.com, made in the USA. Use code FTL to save. It's sportkilt.com. So I said something just as we were coming out of the break to you guys that I believe to be true, that I want to give the definitions of what M0, M1, M2, M3 are.
Right.
So understand that each one of these includes everything underneath it. So M0 is money. It just the cash money, baby. M0 includes money in circulation plus checkable deposits in banks. So checkable, I believe, means you can write a check on it.
Right.
M2 is, let's see, it may include savings accounts. I'm not entirely sure on that. M2 includes money market mutual funds, and saving deposits less than $100,000. So M2 includes savings accounts. This is why there's a distinction between checking accounts and savings accounts. You always wonder, what is it? There's not like there's interest on either of these things. It barely even matters. M3 is large time deposits in banks, so like CDs and these sorts of things. I believe that M3 stopped being reported back in like 2004.
Which is definitely news to me and makes this much more terrifying if that's the case.
Yeah, M3 has not been reported at least for a while. I don't. Go back, please.
And I find that kind of surprising because of the ways of accounting for how much money you have.
Right.
So. M3 is the one that the Federal Reserve has the most control over. If they want to increase it, they can issue more bonds. If they want to decrease it, they can buy back more of their own bonds.
Wait, bonds?
Treasury bonds.
Treasury bonds, yeah.
Was that in there?
I don't know if treasury bonds are listed in this. I mean, it was CDs, so maybe it's maybe that's listed, maybe it's not.
So
that would be
the commercial banks issuances then.
Yeah, I have to get the simple stuff here, and I can't say that I know that for sure, but I can tell you this for certain. March 23rd, 2006, Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve System will cease the publication of the M3 monetary aggregate. So at this point, they're not reporting M3, M2, or M1. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, so at this point, we're only talking about coins and bills. And ladies and gentlemen, that's not what money is anymore.
Hasn't been for a long time.
Yeah, money isn't the coins and bills because we don't all possess the things in our bank accounts.
Well, there isn't that many of them.
Right.
Whether you want, if everybody wanted to get cash, well, you can't for multiple reasons.
Right.
It used to be fractional reserve. Now it's just non-reserve. So that cash doesn't exist. And even the money that exists, that's poor phrasing. Of the reserve portion, it's not all in physical cash.
Does it, if it isn't accounted for, does it even exist?
What do you mean if it's not accounted for?
Well, at this point, they're not. The presumption is that in a democracy, it's of the people, by the people, for the people. Remember that bullcrap?
I remember hearing
that. Because if they said it was of the politicians, by the lobbyists, for the corporations, they would put their heads on pikes. So they say of the people, by the people, for the people. Because those people are people, right? That if the people don't know what their government is doing as far as their money, then is there any accounting at all?
Well, I don't know what that has to do with this necessarily, because these numbers are allegedly just the total amounts of reserve notes that exist in different places. So there's still that number in people's checking accounts. There's still that pile of cash.
Sure. I'm not saying people's accounts are going to get taken away, but like, for instance, during the break, what Peekless was doing here was going through the M1 and M2 charts and showing us the difference between sort of, from 2020 through now. And there was, a gradual incline and then a marked straight-up sort of incline in M1. M2 was more gradual, but still, something happened right here.
Yeah.
And when people can't, it's pretty obvious why they would stop doing that. The reason they stopped reporting it is because they don't want to be held accountable, right?
Well, and a big important part of it is this. So, I mean, anyone out there who's familiar with the fractional reserve system will recognize this. But suffice it to say, we had this system where there was a limit on how quickly commercial banks would create money out of thin air.
Yes,
and
was.
Put them into people's accounts.
Now there's not.
Until
there
last year,
not.
That existed.
Yeah. Right. And Trump did that.
Right. Until the great businessman Trump brought us into what is essentially a communist circumstance of our money creation. So now, there is no longer that slowdown. There is no longer any breaks whatsoever on creating money. So the last thing that they want you to do is know how much money there is, because, in the short amount of time that we actually have some tracking on this, it goes from $5 trillion to $18 trillion in the span of, what, 5 days? It was like 1 week between 5 trillion and 18 trillion.
Yeah.
And now we're not even tracking
right
how much money there is.
If you want accountability, you have to have, you know, accounting. And at this point, they may be accounting themselves. The thieves, the people, the irresponsible people may be doing their own accounting. I can't say that they're not.
I mean, there's no accountability for the money printers anyway. I mean, that's where the real power is.
I know, but there was an accounting at the very least.
I mean, that's not even really true. They don't publish their books.
We knew vaguely how much they were stealing from us. We could keep track of how often they would say double the money supply. Because if they double the money supply, they are stealing half of your money. Like, that is simple enough for people to put to wrap their minds around.
Melanie, when the guy plays three-card Monty with you, he says, all right, watch your card. Here I am. I'm moving the cards around. Watch the card. Watch the card. If he just put a piece of fabric up between you and the cards and said, okay, I've mixed them up, but guess which one it is, like, you would know the game was rigged. But in this case, you know, up to this point, you've been able to at least watch them play three-card Monty in front of you. Now they've changed the rules of the game.
So they would publish what is essentially inflation numbers, because this was M1 and M2 were the best way to really measure.
Check
the
inflation.
Best way we had to measure inflation. And it was fairly decent, and that's assuming the numbers were right, and I have no reason to assume that. But, I mean, it's kind of like, okay, we're past fraud at this point.
Yes.
Like, we're not going to fudge the reports anymore.
Right.
We're not just going to put down fraudulent numbers.
Right.
We're just going to straight up not publish how much money we're inflating.
It's not just fraud. It's just, like, you know, like all the accounting, all the restrictions, all the fetters have been thrown off of this system. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm here to tell you, it ain't going to last long. Like, these are all the indications that every other country that has gone into a monetary collapse has had. This is it. Mark my words, that kook on the radio said, here it is, what's the date? February the 28th, 2021. It's going to happen. Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Call in the number. Well, yeah, I guess I could put you straight on the air. I mean, normally I do it a call street, but in the final segment, I guess we can handle it. 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. Mark with you.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
Melanie, have we covered the story about M1, M2, and M3 in the past, having been stopped as far as reporting, and now the United States...
Well, I wasn't around for M3, but...
No, you were. Well, not on
I mean, I wasn't in New Hampshire.
I know. Well, I'm just telling you. But now,
I don't think I was 18.
Maybe. 2006.
When they stopped reporting M3?
Okay, no, I was 18.
Okay. M3. M6 is a security organization in Great Britain.
That's MI6.
Okay.
Yeah, so the day the system crashed, conveniently, and they come out and said it wasn't hackers. I guess they would say that either way, right? They're not going to admit somebody hacked the Federal Reserve.
No, that sounds bad.
So they quit. They decided they were going to quit this weekly series. It says on M1 and M2, this weekly series is discontinued and will no longer be updated. The non-seasonally adjusted version of this weekly rate is WM, some other report, and the seasonally adjusted is the other report. Starting on February 23rd, 2021, the day of the crash, the statistical release is now published at a monthly frequency and contains only average data needed to construct the monetary aggregates. Weekly average non-seasonally adjusted data will continue to be made.
So they've changed the way they're going to report them.
They're going to report averages, which if you've ever bothered to look at the stuff that's in the top square of, say, your checking account, and it's, you know, average daily balance.
It's useless.
It's completely, it means nothing. It's not useless to anything other than the bank deciding whether or not to charge you the monthly fee if you were above the daily average or not.
Right. That's,
you didn't, it's not, you didn't have that amount of money every day.
No.
You didn't, it's completely useless. It does not tell you how much money is in there. It does not tell you how much money is in your bank account, and it's not going to tell you how much money is in M1 and in M2.
Yeah, it sounds like they're changing the way they report these things in order to be less clear about what M1
is. And then the other interesting thing, before May 2020, M1 consisted of currency outside the U.S. Treasury, Federal Reserve Banks, and vaults of depository, and so cash and coins in your wallet and in the register of the grocery store and wherever else physical currency may be that's not a bank. Demand deposits at commercial banks, excluding those amounts held by depository institutions, the U.S. government, and foreign banks and official institutions, less cash items in the process of collection. So that's checking account. That's the available balance in checking accounts.
Does it sounds like they never knew the numbers in the first place, is what it sounds like to me. It sounds like, you know, they've just been lying about M1 and M2.
I mean, they probably were, but the fact that they're past lying is kind of scary.
Yeah, it's very scary.
Other checkable deposits consisting of negotiable order or withdrawal are now at automatic transfer service or ATS accounts.
So let's make some predictions.
And part of what they're doing with this is giving themselves a little bit of extra leeway so that, like, if it suddenly shoots up to $250 billion, then they've got another 2 weeks to bring that back down.
What shoots up to $250 billion?
The amount of money available to people.
So what do they do? Just, burn it, digitally burn it?
Essentially, yeah.
Yeah.
There's the bail-in system like they did in Greece when they had money problems. They've got options. They've got a few.
Well, and then they changed it. So beginning May 2020, M1 consists of currency in circulation, basically. Demand deposits at commercial banks, excluding interbank and foreign deposits. So your checking account, less items in the process of collection. So the available balance of your checking account, if you wrote your rent check, that's subtracted from that amount once it hits the bank.
Most people are living bill to bill. Their checking accounts are zeros anyway. I mean, let's be serious. The average American can't put, it's 60%. 60% of Americans, this was pre-COVID, mind you, couldn't put their hands on $1,000. Now, I don't know what it is now, but I suspect the number's actually higher, not lower.
Mm-hmm.
It just seems to me.
And other liquid deposits consisting of OCDs and savings deposits.
So at any rate, not only are they not reporting this, they've also decided to shift the definition of what counts as M1, M2, and M3.
So that they can turn around and say, well, yeah, that line went straight up, but it's because we changed how we counted. Okay, you didn't change how you counted that much.
Right. And
by the way, you're not reporting numbers anymore.
Right.
At no point do you report a balance or a total.
Right. I mean, you know, it's the equivalent of turning off the lights so people don't see the murder scene. I mean, that's what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
It's awful.
But then publishing, hey, by the way, I'm not going to publish this anymore.
So
they could have just quietly pulled it, but they published a separate page for both of the things they pulled with red text on the top.
Oh, they had to tell lies in order to make the sycophants happy. So, you know, they did that. The one thing that makes me not think that this is, you know, going to be a catastrophe in the next 3 weeks is, yes, the Federal Reserve is doing this sort of thing, but this is the sort of thing that's being done by central banks, has been done by central banks around the world. So, I mean, the U.S. dollar, in order to retain its status as the world reserve currency, basically has to beat the euro, the ruble, and a few other currencies out there. And it's not that hard, right? They're the fastest guy in a one-legged.
They're all inflating their currency supply.
Yeah.
And they all crash after a few hundred years.
Well, if the average is 40 years.
But that's several quarters away from now.
The average is 40 years, and the dollar is past that. But what we've never had is a fiat world reserve currency before. We've only had a world reserve currency for a short period of time, and prior to that, it was the dollar was backed by silver and gold. And before that, the pound sterling. It's called pound sterling for a reason, you know. And so we don't really know what it's like.
Oh, yeah. So is there something special about being able to control the entire supply of oil in the world and then criminalize other forms of engines? Maybe.
Right,
maybe that buys you an extra 100 years. Maybe it lets you do it forever.
Right.
They look like they're behaving as someone. They're behaving as if it's going out of business sale, though.
Right. So what you're pointing out is that the petrodollar, right? That the U.S. dollar is backed in part by agreements with OPEC and Saudi Arabia, but I repeat myself, and that agreement is that all oil will be sold in U.S. dollars. And if it's not sold in U.S. dollars, if for whatever reason Saudi Arabia decides to get angry at us, say we say, hey, you know those Saudi Arabian people that blew up the frickin' towers on 9/11? We want to have a trial over that. Then,
or maybe just stop performing your genocide for you.
Yeah, right. Maybe we're going to stop you selling you weapons so that you can bomb people in mud huts in Yemen. Or whatever it is that the United States does. The United States government, because they're certainly not going to ask you about it. If Saudi Arabia, I mean, there is OPEC, but frankly, Saudi Arabia is a big place. And they have a lot of oil. If Saudi Arabia decides to start selling oil in something besides U.S. dollars,
then they'll get some democracy.
Then all kinds of things happen, you know? Right.
That's the thing. Like, yeah, sure, the U.S. will totally invade them over that, but it might actually be too late. Like, as swift and powerful as the entire U.S. military can be, it might actually take too long to take over Saudi Arabia to maintain the U.S. dollar as the world's reserve currency.
Right, and also, I mean, you know, there's a lot of people in the Saudi, structure that'll never rule, and they'll never get their word said. So they can, you know, go live wherever they want. They don't need to live in Saudi Arabia to be successful. As a matter of fact, we had a gal on the show here whose husband was one of these, Middle Eastern princes, and he spent as little time as possible there because it wasn't much fun, you know. And I don't know. Weird things can happen. And if the United States decides to send in hellfire missile diplomacy as you're talking on Saudi Arabia, then, you know, things get very, very, very weird. Does it start in Syria, go to Iraq, and then go to Saudi Arabia? I don't know. But I know that it's a tenuous system, and they're definitely showing signs of the wheels wobbling and coming, preparing to come off this.
And this absolutely looks like a fire sale on U.S. dollars.
Yeah. Why would they do that? Why would they get rid of the U.S. dollars at a discount? You got to answer that question for you and your family. In the meantime, check us out at freetalklive.com. You can sign up for our social media group, social.freetalklive.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the health stocks boom in the U.S. markets. With the pandemic affecting virtually every aspect of American life, people are ready to get past the crisis and get on with living. We've identified a company that could scale up widespread rapid testing and get our economy back on track sooner rather than later. And we want to introduce you to this groundbreaking company with your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word TEST to 48542 to get info on this undervalued rapid testing technology that can deliver results in as little as 15 minutes. Demand for testing devices could outstrip supply for the foreseeable future. Text the word TEST to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word TEST to 48542. Text TEST to 48542.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite, and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better, and it lowered my blood pressure, and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.